Hey guys, it's Tracy with the Hashtag Fish Life podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I know that listenership kind of dropped last week. Totally okay. It was kind of a boring topic. I kind of flew by the seat of my pants with it last week. I wasn't really feeling the topic. I'm going to be very honest. Self-care is something I have a hard time with. So if you recall, the entire month of July is self-care, how we do it, why we do it, and how to teach our girls, but really just teach ourselves how to do it. So last week it was, are you giving yourself enough credit? Does your self-esteem connect remotely with your the way that you provide self-care to yourself? So one of the groups that I'm in, again, was talking about self-care yesterday, and do we really give ourselves the time that we need? One of the reasons that I took a couple days before I did this podcast, it is a little bit later this week than I would like, is because I was giving myself the time to process things. And for me, that's self-care. I'm a very big overthinker. I love to have things planned out. And when I have to put a lot of thought into something and I can't plan something, I get very stressed. I get very anxious. And then I have to allow myself the time to step back, compartmentalize, and process things. So, excuse me, this past week has been very overwhelming. I found out that a medication that I really need to have was denied by my insurance. And this isn't just like, you know, an anti-inflammatory or an antidepressant. This is something that I need that is life or death. This is a chemotherapy pill that I need to have because I have more cancer to be treated. And my insurance is saying that it's not medically necessary. So we finally got this straightened out, and I am going to get it. But I had a lot of stress in my system from that. I had a lot of stress thinking, oh my gosh, somebody at my insurance company has decided, or whoever handles the prescription side of things, has decided that they know what's best for me beyond what my doctor knows. And despite the fact that I have already had two entire rounds of chemo, so a total of 12 rounds of chemo for myself, and, you know, they feel like they know what's best for me, and they don't. And that was very, very difficult to swallow earlier this week. So I needed a few days to kind of back down and really focus on the important things in my life. Instead of the I have to's, turn those into I get to's, take the time to say no to certain things, focus on a business, focus on my family. My family's been here all week for vacation, so all seven of us in our tiny little house. You know, there's been a lot that I could focus on that I needed to focus on instead of the negative aspect of what was going on. And that is self-care in and of itself. Making sure that you focus on positivity instead of negativity can really, really change your mindset. And obviously, having a positive mindset is really great for self-care. Excuse me. So as we come to the end of July, the end of this whole chapter of self-care, you know, it's not time to just put it aside and think, oh, I'll get to it when I get to it, because that's really not how self-care works. Self-care is something that you really have to focus on, and you have to take the time to make it a priority, right? So with self-care, I am vowing to give myself more time to myself to think about what's going on in my life, to allow myself a moment to cry if that's the self-care that I need, to allow myself to be excited over something, to allow myself to be sad or happy or nervous or anxious or, you know, just whatever emotion I need to be. I'm giving myself permission to do that. And that is a big portion of self-care for me, is giving myself permission to feel how I need to feel, because I kind of cordon off a lot of my emotions, especially now, because I don't want my kids to see me upset about this, or, you know, I don't have the privacy to fight with my husband about something if we need to hash it out. You know, there's no need for me to hide how I feel for the sake of others. And that is self-care. So when you go to do your self-care, not everybody's looks the same. My daughter's may look different than mine. My husband's clearly looks different than mine. Our son's look different than mine. It's just going to happen. You're going to self-care the way you need to do it. If that means that you go on a shopping spree and you have the means to do it, fantastic. If that's your self-care, they call that what, retail therapy? If your self-care looks like spending the whole day in the house, curled up on the couch in your bed, watching Netflix, drinking coffee, you know, having some ice cream, whatever that entails for you, if that's your self-care, you do it. If your self-care means that you clean the whole house from top to bottom for an entire day on your day off, because that's going to give you the mental clarity that you need, do it. Now, don't mistake mental clarity don't mistake fumes for mental clarity. Let's just say that. You know, remember, when you're cleaning, you got to give yourself enough time to come down off those fumes. But, you know, whatever your mental clarity looks like, whatever your self-care looks like, that's what you need to do. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. Self-care should look like something, though. There is one ground rule, right? And that is that self-care should not be something that brings harm to you. So self-care is not going and doing a line of coke so you can ignore your day, right? That's not self-care. That's that's like putting on blinders and saying, nothing's wrong, everything's good. Self-care, the one ground rule for self-care is that it does not bring harm to you or anyone else, right? So when you do self-care, you're not only doing self-care for yourself, but you're making sure that it doesn't negatively impact someone. This past weekend, I had the fortunate capability of going to a conference in Columbus for, excuse me, for my job. And it was really nice to be there with 10,000 other people in this sisterhood and go and listen to people from our home office speak, listen to people that are in the same seats that I'm in. And it was really awesome to get a firsthand experience of what a community looks like. I am referring to a direct sales company, but I've been in other direct sales before, excuse me, and they did not feel that way. But one of the people that we got to see was a woman, and I believe her name was Michelle Poehler, P-O-L-E-R. She is an amazing woman. She's from Venezuela, and she got up there, and they put on some, like dubstep rap kind of stuff, and she got up there in heels, and she danced her little heart out. And that was just her introduction. But her project is called 100 Days Without Fear. So she was in a class getting a degree. And I apologize, that part of it is a little fuzzy. I don't know if it was a master's or whatever she was getting. But she was in class, and her assignment was she had to do something for 100 days that would positively impact her life or those around her. So she said she had a classmate that did 100 days. She broke up with makeup. And her skin was better. So that was a positive impact on her. She had another classmate that for 100 days drew 100 inventions that would benefit other people. And so Michelle decided that she was going to do 100 days of living without fear. So for 100 days, she chose to do something that normally she wouldn't do because she was fearful. She chose to skydive. She chose to go to Times Square and dance. But she danced only being the only one that could listen to the music. But then other people joined in. And, you know, she had this blast. And she, you know, learned that there were things she could do that she wasn't really afraid of. She said one of the hardest things, though, was uploading the video to YouTube. Because that was frightening to her. She could go and do all these things that were frightening at the time, but the most frightening thing was sharing it with people. And she explained how she got trolled a lot about, oh, big deal, that's not scary, that's not this. But that's what it looked like to her to be scared, right? That's her frightening thing. It's not your decision. It's her decision to decide what scares her and what doesn't. So Michelle Poehler went on to this huge, you know, it was a great, probably half an hour, 45 minutes worth of discussion about living your life without fear and giving yourself permission to do what you need to do, fear be damned. And that is a huge form of self-care to me. Just giving yourself permission to do what you need to do, despite what someone else tells you. It is what you need to do for yourself. And I think we forget that we deserve self-care just as much as our children, just as much as our spouses or our loved ones, other people in our community. We deserve it as well. And I think it's very important, excuse me, to point out that you're worth it. You're worth that self-care. You're worth that half an hour that you spend by yourself, sitting in your car, thinking, listening to your favorite album, writing in your journal. You're worth that extra half hour that you get up before anyone else in the house is awake and making sure that you can check your emails if that's your quiet place, or playing a game, checking Facebook, having breakfast by yourself. If that's what you need to do to get your head in the game, to get your self-care on for the day. And I encourage you to do something every day that's self-care, whether it's taking a walk by yourself, whether you just flip through a magazine that you've been waiting to read, or you get in an extra chapter of a book on your audiobook, or if you decide that the kids are being unruly and your significant other is there, or you have someone to watch them, or they're old enough to be left at home, and you just go to the gas station and fill up your tank, or you go and you get a coffee through the drive-thru. Whatever your self-care is, you need to take the time every day for it. This is non-negotiable. My daughters and I discussed non-negotiables this week. And they're at that age where hygiene is still negotiable for them. We discussed how hygiene is a non-negotiable self-care item. They have to take care of themselves. No matter if they don't care what other people think, they have to be aware that self-care starts with themselves. And it was like, you could see their minds explode in front of me. It was just this huge, oh my gosh. You know, there's this moment where they kind of went, oh, that makes a lot of sense. It's very empowering to see someone understand that for the first time on whatever level they understand that. So I encourage you on a daily basis to give yourself a minimum of 30 minutes to yourself to explore what self-care means to you. If that means you take a shower and you listen to music while you do it, if you go for a jog, if half an hour means that you just take lunch by yourself, whatever a half an hour of self-care looks like to you, that's what you do. So this is another short one, guys. I'm kind of having a hard time with this topic. I won't lie. This self-care situation is very different for me. I don't technically do a lot of self-care, and I am going to vow to change that. It's very difficult for me to tell someone to do something that I'm not willing to do, and I think that really speaks through on these podcasts this month. But that doesn't mean that I'm not willing to try it, and it doesn't mean that I don't deserve it. It just means that I'm not accustomed to doing it. So I just really would like to encourage everyone to get that moment in every day. And I hope that you've had a great week since the last time I spoke, the last time you've heard from me. I hope that you continue to have a good week this week. Next month is... August is all about back to school and mamas and parents and how we cope with the stress that is back to school, even though we count down since the day that they get out of school for summer break to be over. Let's see. Today is July 26th. So that means that there's still one more day in July. But I think that I'm going to go ahead and push forward and start, unless something drastic happens. I think I'll probably push forward into, because this feels like this month has just dragged on, push forward into August topic, or maybe just do next month as a random topic, or next week as a random topic. I think this self-care topic is very difficult for some people, and I know it's especially difficult for me. I hope everyone has a fantastic week. I will speak with you next time. Thank you again for listening to hashtag Fish Life Podcast. Make sure you put a smile on somebody's face and put one on your own, because you really never know when someone could use it. You know, I say that every time as I leave a Drive and Enliven, as I leave, you know, my podcast, but let me explain why I say it. In August of 2017, I was 1 week before my final first chemo, like the whole set of them. So I was 1 week before my first set of chemo was over. And my mother and I had traveled to Kansas City to go see family and friends, because that's where I'm originally from. And we were walking through KCI, which is Kansas City International Airport. And I had on a mask, a face mask, because my white count was down and I was in an airport. I was constantly washing hands. I was constantly using sanitizer. I had no hair, no eyebrows. I had lost a lot of weight, and I looked very dwarfed in my clothes. I looked very small in my clothes. And I was carrying some luggage, and I had on this giant wool winter hat that a friend of ours had knitted for me. It's beautiful. It's soft. And it, you know, it hung on my head a little bit awkward. My glasses looked oversized. But as we're walking through the airport, an employee, I don't know what her job was at the airport, but apparently her job that day was to really give my spirits a kick in the ass, because she walked by me, and as she gets close enough for me to see her, she puts her hand up for a high five. And as we get there, we high five each other, and she looks at me and she says, "You rock. You're awesome." Now, I never met this woman ever in my life, and even now when I talk about it, it kind of gets me a little misty. But for her to acknowledge that I needed that I was having a really rough time. And not just that day, she didn't know what my day looked like. She didn't know if I was coming in or if I was leaving. She just knew that I was clearly going through a hard time in my life. And she knew that I needed that. And it was amazing to get that. For a random stranger to do that, what do you call those? Random acts of kindness, right? That is what I mean when you put a smile on somebody else's face, because you never know when they need it. That's why I encourage you to do it every time. So make sure you're smiling. Make sure you put a smile on somebody else's face, because you really, truly never know when they're going to need it. Thanks again, guys, for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic week. Bye.